A powerful statement from Jesus. If you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Very countercultural statement for us in the climate, the culture that we live in. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And just in that one simple sentence, statement, Jesus lets us know that truth is knowable. That truth is a thing, and we know truth to be a person, but truth is, and not only is it, but we can know it. We live in a postmodern world, complete separation from an absolute knowable truth. And so we're all just individuals with no true bond or communion, just seeking our own way. And Christ invites us to a different path as a life of a disciple, to truly enter into him, to abide in his word. In the word, not just the words, the scribbles on the page collected in the sacred scriptures, but the very second person of the Trinity, the eternal God, through whom all things are made and in whom all things are held into being. That is, he is the word of God in which he invites us to dwell in. A radical worldview at who he is and what he said is true is true. And as we seek to adopt his worldview in opposition to our current worldview, then and only then can we ever imagine freedom. The world, our country, sells us a false notion of freedom. Individual autonomy with permission to do whatever I want to do. That's this quick path to slavery. Slavery to self, slavery to passions. The Lord invites us to true freedom, where we live according to his word, according to his will, where we're not enslaved to the current trends or even to my passions, but I'm able to live as I ought. I'm able to live in the manner in which God has created me to be. Radical, true freedom to love God and to love my neighbor and put nothing else before that. This is what it means to be free. Not that I can do whatever I want, but I can be as God created me to be. And it's that freedom, that truth, that we saw on display in the first reading, where these three young men were willing to lose their earthly life rather than worship a false god. We're bombarded day after day after day with false idols that our world, our country, our government, and sometimes our families and friends invite us to worship. We ask for this continued grace of obedience to the word of God, and to have that word dwell richly, as St. Paul says, within us. The mind of God transforming our heart and our mind, so that when the false idols, the false gods of our contemporary world are presented before us, we'll be willing to be thrown into the fiery furnace. And whether God saves us from these minor contemporary afflictions or not, we have confidence that he is the one true God, worthy of all things. We ask once again to dwell richly in the word of God so that we can know the truth, know the one true God. And in doing so, then we will be truly free.